Jeff Tweedy has been described as an icon of alternative music. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who first became known as a member of Uncle Tupelo, a country punk trio he founded with Jay Farrar. After the band's 1994 breakup, Farrar founded the band Sunvolt, and Tweedy founded the band Wilco. Wilco draws on all kinds of pop influences. They've even made a couple of albums with Billy Bragg, on which they set to music Woody Guthrie lyrics that had never been recorded. Terry spoke with Jeff Tweedy last spring. A new music documentary by Sam Jones, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, follows the trials and tribulations of Wilco as they struggled to record their last album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Let's start with a track from the CD. This is Radio Cure.
Cheer up, honey, I hope you can. There is something wrong with me. My mind is filled with silvery stars.
That's Radio Cure from Wilco's new CD, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. My guest is Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Welcome to Fresh Air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now, you ended up changing record labels during the making of this new CD. What happened? Why did you have to change?
We finished our record. We finished Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and delivered it to our record company, Reprise Records, at the time. And they, in no uncertain terms, hated it. I think initially we had been sending different demos and things that we'd been recording, showing our progress along the year or throughout the year. We'd been trying to keep them up to date as to what we had finished and what was unfinished. And the closer we got to being finished with our record, we started getting responses like, it keeps getting worse and worse.
What every artist wants to hear.
And
was it the songs they didn't like, the arrangements, the electronics?
What? I honestly really don't know. Mm-hmm. It would be pure speculation to try and figure out what it was. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of musical input given to us. In fact, we were pretty aware that they weren't happy with it. And when we finally delivered the record, as you know, as finished, as a fully mixed recording, maybe it was during a vacation or something, but we didn't hear from them for 2 weeks, and we were pretty certain that that was not a good sign.
So you managed to still bring out the record, but on a different record label, on Nonesuch. What did you have to do to get control of the recording that you'd made and bring it someplace else?
Well, I mean, surprisingly little to get our master tapes back. Our bags were packed and waiting for us at the door. Really, I think they were happy.
The record company packed them for you.
Absolutely, there was an impressive display of a legal department working in tandem with a couple of individuals at a record company and with high efficiency. You know, it was stunning. I was to watch, really.
So did you have to buy them back, or did they just give them to you?
We got a really good deal.
Uh-huh. Gosh. How does it feel to have to buy back your own music?
I didn't really look at it like as we were buying back our music. I looked at it like we had spent a certain amount of their money to make our record. And I guess we were getting off relatively easy as far as I was concerned in looking at it as a bank loan, paying off that loan.
Now, you've done a couple of albums with Wilco and Billy Bragg of Woody Guthrie lyrics, taking Woody Guthrie lyrics that he had never set to music and setting them to music yourself. How did that project get started?
I'm pretty sure it started, the Mermaid Avenue records started with Nora, Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora Guthrie. She contacted Billy, or Billy contacted her, and I'm not so sure that Wilco was the first band considered to be the band to back up Billy Bragg on this record. When we were contacted about it, that's kind of how it was presented, as being basically being the session band on these records, which was a nice offer, not quite as appealing as when a few months later they suggested that we write some songs and participate in the selection process and being given an opportunity to go through the archives as well. Then it became like a no-brainer. It was like just something fascinating to do. Even if I'd never heard of Woody Guthrie, I would find that a fascinating project, to go through thousands and thousands of lyrics that someone left behind.
Well, why did you choose one of the songs you did write music for? Choose one of the lyrics you did set to music. Tell us why you chose this and sing the song.
Okay, I think I'll play... I'll give it a shot. It's a song called Hesitating Beauty. I think that what drew me to it was that it was a love song, a very unabashed love song from someone who's more known for being just a left-leaning hobo. So...
Your sparkling cocky smile, I've walked a million miles, begging you to come wed me in the spring. Why do you, my dear, delay? What makes you laugh and turn away? Your hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. But you're hesitating, Norley. We could build a house and home where the flowers come to bloom. Around our yard, I'll nail a fence so high. Those boys with peeping eyes cannot see that angel face. My hesitating beauty, Norley. I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. And you know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. If you quit your hesitating, Norley. Across the grasses of our land, I'll kiss you for each leaf on every tree. We could bring our kids to play where the dry leaves blow today, if you'd quit your hesitating, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You quit your hesitating, Norley.
That's Jeff Tweedy playing a song that Woody Guthrie wrote the lyric for. Jeff Tweedy wrote the music. You're married and you have two children. Has your life as a musician, and a musician who's often on the road, been changed by having a family?
Yeah, yeah, if I wasn't a musician, I would be changed by having a family. I think that that's the big change, you know, turning point in people's lives. It's going from being a son or a daughter to a father or mother. People that don't have children, you know, go through similar changes and life-changing experiences at around the same time. It seems to be the way things work. But I'm really extremely into having two boys around the house to remind me how joyous and wonderful and fun it is to make stuff up. And I think that's the main thing I would say has influenced me in what I do for a living, and being able to just make music for a living, having a constant reminder that I'm just making stuff up is wonderful to have around.
Well, Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jeff Tweedy, lead singer and songwriter for the band Wilco. He spoke with Terry Gross last spring. Sam Jones' new music documentary about Wilco is called I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. It opens today in New York. This is Fresh Air.